celebrating their 20th year in radio broadcasting with views not heard in the news, the International Taz and Paula Show interviews experts from all walks of life, bridging research and personalized journeys, revealing new ways to unleash life with a passion of a heartbeat. And now, here's Taz and Paula.
Well, here's to a great day wherever you are. And today, our hearts are just buzzing. And with our next guest, you'll soon know why. Our guest is always empowering others with new insight. He's known and recognized globally as the Healer's Healer for his ability to heal even the most advanced healers, positively transform what they might not have been able to do for themselves. We have a powerful, gentle, and loving tiger by the tail for our listeners, Emmanuel Dagger, who is well known as an empowerment transformation specialist, a holistic health practitioner, teacher, coach, and intuitive. Paula, it's such a great way for us to begin this year, as Emmanuel has the ability to instantly pinpoint and release deeply rooted emotional blocks that commonly prevent people from living their highest potential. We are lucky. You are now listening to the International Taz and Paula Show. I'm Taz.
And I'm Paula. Well, Taz, Emmanuel just came out with a new book that will help support an incredible new year of prosperity and light. The title is Easy Breezy Prosperity. Ooh. The book breaks down exactly how you can connect to the energy of prosperity. Emmanuel has an incredible story of literally becoming a prominent teacher, healer, and light worker, yet coming from a war-torn country. In this book, you not only is going to be possible to go through an energy transformation, but this book actually is going to lead many, many, many people to a great support for 2016. Like we were talking before the show, 2016 is going to be an incredible year. Mm-hmm. Well, Emmanuel, I just read that you're going to be actually... You were invited to speak in front of the UN in April, and I thought, wow, you're a walking example of what your work does with all the things that are coming your way.
Oh, my goodness. Well, first of all, I want to say thank you for having me. I love both of your energies so much. And Taz, when you were saying that thing about the tiger, that just made me giggle so much. It brought so much joy to me. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, you know, that's what I kind of see you like. I mean, you're so gentle and yet so powerful and loving. And it's just, you know, living life just right on the tip and ready to move and support people. And it's just, wow, it's magnificent who you are. And we're so happy to have you with us, really.
Thank you so much. And, you know, I want to really thank my mom for that, because I sort of watched her always be flexible and open and not be very fixed and rigid. And so I've always really admired that quality and have worked really hard to stay open and be that eternal optimist, even with the seeming challenges and all of that, just really being open and available. I think that really creates so many blessings in our lives.
Well, you must have learned that in Lebanon, because you were raised during the civil uproar in your country. Mm-hmm. So you must have learned that, and your mother must have had to do that in order to survive. So
yes,
how did that
definitely
affect your life now?
Oh, my goodness, so much. So much. I think for me, it gave me a deep compassion, so much compassion for life, for others, for all living things, plants, animals, everything. It's so important for me to make people feel seen and heard and acknowledged, because, you know, I've always felt like I sort of was not seen and heard and acknowledged fully. So it's very important for me, and I think that was because of my childhood.
So you're always present.
Yeah. Emmanuel,
as much as I can.
Yeah, but that's just listening, being able to listen and then go forward. And, you know, you are, like I said before the show, it feels like you're always in a continuous research mode. And as you view things, and what is your day like when you go through it? I mean, how does it impact you? I mean, when you go through, what are you looking for, and how are you feeling? I think people kind of need to know that.
Yes, yes. Well, thank you for that question. And the kind of research that I do is not always necessarily what you think of research being very much outside of us, kind of looking for something. For me, I wake up in the morning, I do some of the practices that I share in the book, like gratitude and just really prayer and meditation. But what I do is, in the morning, I'll ask the universe, I'll ask spirit, I'll say, move me out of my own way and allow me to be the instrument for you in the highest and best way. And then sort of that begins the research, we can call it, or just the being open and available. And that's sort of where throughout the day, if I receive insights from spirit, if I sort of get a nudge to look into something, you know, it's that eternal student always wanting to get better and grow and expand, and never feeling like that I've got it all, you know. So really being mindful of the knowing that we can always expand and grow into our greatest potential. So that's sort of my research.
Oh, that's a good answer. I like that. You know,
so now how did you become involved in being a healer in this type of work?
So I would say my whole life has been a healing, and, you know, it really kicked in when we moved to the United States from a very, very struggle, war-torn kind of country, and then, of course, the experiences of not having enough food to eat and running water, and even the peace of mind that I would live to see the next day. So going from that to, you know, moving to the Midwest, we moved to Indiana because that's where my mom's sister lived, and her husband is from Indiana. So it was a very interesting polar opposite, you know, open fields and corn and just farms, and you can hear the birds. I mean, it's just amazing. So that began my healing and sort of really listening to my inner self, because I had enough space in my environment to give me that opportunity. When I moved to the United States, we learned that I had scoliosis, a curvature of the spine, which was about 29.5 degrees in my back. And we went to some doctors, and they said I would need surgery, and we'd have to get a metal rod put into my spine, and it just was going to be a very, very challenging thing, because I would always have that sort of experience of having arthritis in my body at such a young age. So it wasn't going to be very fun and easy, right? So I began to, with my mom's support, look into holistic approaches, Eastern philosophies, meditation, stretching, yoga, acupuncture, and then, of course, really going and doing the inner work and the inner healing, because everything is energy. And the scoliosis, I look back now, having studied energy medicine, and I see that that was just my little body holding in energy because it didn't know how to release it. So that's sort of where the joy and the sort of desire came in for this type of work.
You know, it's interesting that you said that it was really young when you did this. And can you remember back when you began to see the changes in your body from doing the work that you had done? Were you able to see the incremental shifts and things like that? And
yes.
Okay.
Yes, so there was a few things going on. So there was obviously the holistic approach in the way of energy medicine and Eastern medicine and nutrition and things like that. But there was also a commitment at the age of 11, I remember, you know, I said, okay, you know, actually going back when I was 3 years old, I remember making a pact with the universe, spirit, God, saying, you know, if my mom and I were able to be freed from this kind of circumstance, this situation, I would spend the rest of my life being of service to humanity. So coming back into 11 years old, remembering that and thinking,
stop it.
And I started realizing that we all have fears, and a lot of us share common fears, fear of the unknown, fear of being alone, fear of not succeeding, failure. But I realized around 11 that I'm going to step into everything that scares me silly. I'm going to step into everything. You know, I used to have a stutter. I used to actually be mute. It was in the book for 2 years because of the closeness of the bombs and everything. They were so loud, I just didn't want to talk anymore. So there was just a lot of things going on, but I remember that I had to start stepping into that which I was fearing most. Talking to people, befriending people, raising my hand in class and speaking, and not being afraid to shine anymore, no longer hiding. So those were the commitments that I made. And that's actually a big part of what started shifting the energy in my body, because I do believe the physical is a sort of culmination of how we are feeling energetically and emotionally. So once I was able to start stepping into the fear, overcoming it, experiencing that breakthrough, then it became reference point after reference point of healing. I was able to heal my stutter, although when I get excited, it does come up every now and then. And I was able to heal my scoliosis. I was able to heal other skin issues. I mean, so many things I was able to heal. And then I realized, wow, okay, if I can literally heal matter in this way to such a degree, I can, what else is possible? So that's where I started learning, studying different holistic approaches. I learned spiritual psychology, went back to school, all those things, and now use it in my practice to help others.
Wow. That's powerful.
Now, is your healing evolving constantly?
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. It's like, oh, my gosh, what else is possible? That's how I wake up every morning. But the thing about today, I know we were going to talk about the book. And so prosperity, a lot of us separate it from spirituality, especially in the spiritual communities. A lot of people see it as separate and think that it's man-made and it's not positive and it causes problems and chaos. So, you know, when I was one of those people, and I really witnessed a lot of that in my life as a result of it, but what changed that for me was to understand first and foremost that the prosperity in our life is simply feedback how we are treating ourselves. It's the feedback as to how we're treating ourselves. So it has nothing to do with the exterior. The exterior is just a mirror. And then looking and seeing money as a living, breathing energy and part of the universe. Because it's not about the cash, it's not about the credit, because that's evolving. I mean, many years ago, we were bartering, you know, corn for cabbage, and then it turned to coins, and then it turned into cash, and now that's almost becoming obsolete, and it's just, I'm going to transfer this into this bank account and from my phone to this phone. So it's not about the object. It's about the representation that it is a living, breathing energy of circulation of life. And so when we can honor that the way we would honor a tree, or the way we would honor a friend, or someone that really has meaning for us, then it starts to shift our relationship with this energy.
Emmanuel, prosperity, as you know, and are well aware of, comes in many different areas. So my question is, does one need to be specific for a particular outcome to come to them when they're asking for prosperity?
I actually very much recommend releasing the specifics. I know a lot of doctrines and teachings and law of attraction and spiritual dialogue has us really focusing on the specifics. But for me, I found that was very counterproductive, because I am a feeler. And when I'm so focused, I find that I'm very mental and in my head. And that actually starts to get in my way. So for me, I focus on the qualities of that which I would like. So you can decide, okay, you know, I would like to have $100,000 a year so that I can, and then the qualities would be so that I can feel more free, I can be more stable, I can be more mobile and flexible, I can be more open. And then I ask myself, where can I magnify these qualities in my life without needing that $100,000, and so that I'm not putting so much pressure on that specific number and opening myself up to something greater. Maybe I'm going to make $200,000, maybe I'm going to make $500,000, maybe I'm going to make $90,000. It's fine. But as long as we open it up and focus on the quality and ask ourselves how we can beef those areas up in our life, then we can start to prosper even more.
You become
more
creative.
Otherwise you're making a narrow passage
yes.
for something to come in. So I can visualize as you
yes.
say that, because you're just open for what the universe has to give to you.
Yes. And sometimes things come in, you know, people ask me things and I've never heard it before. It just comes in that moment and I'm like, oh, I have to write it down. So I'm so grateful for just allowing the universe to use me in this way. And I think we all have that, just like you guys are doing. And it's very important just to allow ourselves to be mindful that we all have this gift.
What led you to write your new book, The Easy Breezy Prosperity?
Well, you know, like everything else, it was really mostly for me because I wanted to heal my relationship with prosperity. So it started 10 years ago where I just began to really shift my perspective of what money is. That's sort of the beginning of it, because I know prosperity is so much more than that. But I really wanted to get to that first root of, you know, what is money? Where does it come from? How can I shift my relationship with it? And that's where the questions began, and that's where the research really began. And, of course, I was starting to use all these things that I was learning and things that were coming through from the universe on myself and seeing a huge result. Like one of the things that was really changing my life was, and I was seeing it, but, you know, nobody really taught it to me, but the idea of generosity. You know, we see it in people like Oprah or Ellen DeGeneres or people like you guys making a huge difference and making it about others and the world and not just about yourselves. And so the idea of generosity usually scares people. And I remember it scared me because it felt like my mind was like, ooh, I have to give something up in order to be generous. But the truth is, you gain so much when you are practicing generosity every day, whether it's through your time, your energy, your gifts, your talents, and making sure to also be generous with yourself. That's a lot of, that's a big one. Which a lot of people are missing out on is they think, oh, I have to go give to others, which is great, but are you giving to yourself equally? And so being generous is something that I really immersed myself with for a long time, and I'm still doing that, but that changed my life. Mantras, the sacred mantras from the Far East, have really changed my life. And the cool thing about mantras is they're not to be mistaken with affirmations, because mantras are actually these sounds and vibrations that have been used by millions of people before you, the same ones. So you're not starting from zero. You're literally stepping into these energy, these vortexes where millions are holding the space who have come before you, that you are now going to prosper. You're going to clear your karma. You're going to release and let go of this and that. So that's something that I've been doing for many years, and that has transformed my life. And that's all in the book, and it sort of correlates which ones around prosperity and health and all those things.
Wow. Well, your book is broken up into five foundations. Can you talk about that? You've got to cover some of them.
Yeah, and I wanted to make it very easy. It's so important for me to, you know, I believe the most spiritual things are the most simple. So I wanted it to be clear and concise. So the first one was finding your purpose. The first foundation was finding your happiness and knowing your purpose. A lot of people who I work with didn't really know how to be happy. They didn't know what it means. They didn't know how it felt. You know, they knew as a child sort of a little bit of what it was like, but as they grew, they had all these responsibilities and, you know, they were focused on working and taking care of their family. They forgot to take care of themselves. So we open up the book by explaining what happiness is and how to align with your joy with more ease and grace. And then the next one is embracing circulation. So that's sort of where we talk about what money is. And I want the listeners to really, if you do get the book, I want you to read that chapter several times because it, you know, the first time sometimes it could sort of some things could be missed out on or it could go over someone's head. But the biggest chapter is the game changer, where we talk about money as a living, breathing energy. And I use a few reference points from a science fair project that I did on plants, where I talk about how the plant was affected by frequency and energy, and how money is also, even though it doesn't talk and it doesn't tap dance for you and have a personality in the way of talking back, it also has an energy and it also is alive. And so I talk about circulation and the importance of giving and receiving and how money is an embodiment of that. Then we talk about investing in yourself. You know, a lot of times, especially people who work a 9-to-5, who are very much into that corporate world, and that's fine, you know, if it's bringing you joy, that's amazing. But I know it wasn't comfortable for me, and I was finding myself sort of always investing in other people's dreams, the company's dreams, but I wasn't really investing in myself. That doesn't mean just money. It means investing in your vision, in your gifts, in your talents, in your ability to give back. So we talk about how little tips and tools how to invest in yourself and prosper and create and generate a reality of abundance, even financially, as a result of that. And then the fourth one is support network. I know for me it was very hard to ask for help and support, and I'm just recently, actually the past few years, have really been embracing the idea of being supported as much as I like to support others. And realizing the value in supporting others, because when we support others, we're supporting ourselves at the core, because we are celebrating that there is enough for all. And then the final foundation is practicing gratitude and kindness. We hear this over and over again, but gratitude is, to me, and we've heard that it's like a prayer, but to me it's a little bit more. It's about acknowledging. It's just acknowledging. We all want to be acknowledged. So it's, imagine how it feels like when you are fully being seen for who you desire to be. Now, when you are practicing gratitude, you are honoring and seeing the universe for how it truly wants to be seen. So think about that. Now, you're now not just doing something and going through the motions. You're actually honoring something great within and all around you. So those are the five principles. And then we have the 28-day process plan, prosperity plan, that is a day-to-day, step-by-step, very easy, very fun. You can just open it up every day and see what your menu is for that day. And within that 28 days, you will experience a huge breakthrough in your prosperity reality.
Well, why 28 days?
So, and it's been researched by many different organizations, especially ones around self-help and the 12-step program and all things like that. But it takes 21 days to break a cycle, and it takes 28 days to begin a new one. So when you are in a pattern of 28 days, it disrupts the natural sort of autopilot, and then the 28 days, the seven more days will sort of help create the foundation to a new type of thinking, a new type of showing up in the world that is more conducive for you.
It's like grounding it.
Yes.
So you have an event coming up in February in Los Angeles?
Yes. So I will be doing an amazing day of healing. So we're going to be doing some really powerful healing work using the core energy therapy that I work with, which is applied quantum physics on a deep cellular level to shift some of those patterns and habits and traumas. So that's going to be on February 20th in North Hollywood, and I will be having all the information on that on my website soon. And I am doing a special giveaway in case anyone's interested, where if you go to my website, if you take a picture of yourself, you don't even have to purchase the book. You can take a picture at Barnes & Noble's or, you know, with the cover of the Kindle from Amazon. Then what you can do is submit that, and what will happen is you will be submitted to come visit me in L.A. and receive an amazing crystal.
Oh, wow. So you put that the picture on your Facebook and then...
Yes, under social media and hashtag Easy Breezy Prosperity. It's just to bring awareness to the book. And then, of course, they get benefit, possibility to win that.
Oh, what a fun thing for you to do.
Yay! Yes.
Yay! And also, people can sign up to receive your emails, which have so much... I mean, there's so much in your emails that you send out. And how can somebody do that?
Yes, so come on over to Emmanuel Dagher. That's D as in David, A-G-H-E-R, and that's E-double-M-A-N-U-E-L-D-A-G-H-E-R.com. And I have, you know, on the homepage, you'll see I have a special gift, which is a one-hour abundance healing audio, really clearing some of those rooted blocks and patterns that you may be experiencing around prosperity. And then, of course, every now and then, every so-and-so, you will receive some updates of insights and ideas and my energy forecast, which is a monthly forecast that I share about of what's going on in the world.
What's the January forecast? What do you see for this
okay,
month?
Okay, yes. So actually, you know, at the beginning of the year, I always like to do one general for the whole year. And when I was connecting with the energy of this year, I was feeling that this is the energy of the year of miracles. And, you know, we're not, and we were talking about this a little earlier, the miracles that I'm talking about, you know, are not the seeming over the top, outside of us, very kind of hard to reach type of miracles. I'm talking about the miracles that are already here. And the big shift that's going to happen this year is that more people than ever together, all of us are collectively giving the mind the full dignity and right to exist as it is and loving it and embracing it. See, for a long time, especially in spiritual doctrines and even religious, there's this idea that we have to get rid of the ego, we have to get rid of the mind, and, you know, but what happens is when we do that, it's going to resist and it's going to literally hold on to dear life to try to fight back to stay alive. So what we want to do is embrace the mind and the ego as part of us. So all those thoughts and ideas of lack, limitation, fear, all those things, that's not us. That's just the mind's way of protecting itself. The mind's purpose really originally was just to be the observer, to process information, to hear, to see, to taste, to touch, to smell, you know, really experience that. So let's give it the right to exist in all its way, even in the survival, so that we can open up those doors and heal, and then we can see the miracles that have always been available to us.
You know, Emmanuel, I'm looking, as I'm going around this year, I've noticed, and it started toward the end of last year, more and more people are cohesively just coming together, and it's cross-cultural, no matter who it is. There's a love energy that seems to be surpassing all of the shoulds and should nots and things like that. It's a camaraderie that's very high. Are you noticing this too?
Oh, my goodness, absolutely. And, of course, this has been, you know, going back for quite a few decades, but really now we're seeing in the past few years, we've been seeing it build up to this point in time where people are coming together and we're coming from a place of heart rather than mind. So we're connecting heart to heart. And one little technique that I want to share with the listeners is when you're hugging someone, notice which way you hug. You want to try to hug heart to heart. So a lot of us usually go the opposite direction. So that's something that I would invite you to consider, because that'll open you up and open your heart to feeling more of that unity in your life.
So let's, can you be specific then, so our listeners know which way you're talking about?
Yes. So basically, if I am facing you, I would want to face right. So if I'm going into a hug, I would be facing right. I would go the right direction, and they would be going in, let's see if they were, yeah, they would be going their right direction too. So you would be going to, like, the heart needs to match up over the other person's heart. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes.
And not only that, but it's interesting because, it, you know, hugging to the left, so to speak, is kind of a normal stance for many people.
Yes, and that's sort of the protection. That's the mind's way of protecting itself. So it sort of does that in order to not feel the connection. Because if it feels, then it feels, oh my goodness, I'm going to lose myself. I'm going to lose my identity. Who will I be? Because I've been so accustomed to that old way. So those are just illusions. That's not the truth. When we are connected with each other, we remember more of who we really are.
I know Spirit has told me to send out love through my heart to their heart, you know, just to visualize that, even if it's a stranger.
Oh, yes, definitely. And smiling, my goodness. How often, I live in a city, a larger city, so people don't necessarily smile as often. So I'm walking all the time and smiling, and people are like, who is that? What are they doing?
I know. We went to New York about a year ago, and everybody said, oh, the New Yorkers, they're not friendly, blah, blah, blah. But I smiled at people, they smiled back.
So oh, good. See? It starts with us. It starts with us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Well, it changes a person's day, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, you work with people one-on-one, don't you?
Oh, yes. So for the past almost 11 years now, I've been doing that. I am going more into group work and events and sort of I feel like being called to do more of that. But, yes, I do. And I have had a lot of hours and time in the one-on-one. And for me, there's nothing better than seeing just people, oh my gosh, no way. And just feeling better. You know, for me, it's all about feeling, simplifying. Does this feel better? Does it feel more expanded? Do you feel more whole in this moment? That's how I always like to leave the listener, the person that I'm working with.
Hmm. Emmanuel, when you began, how long it was this Easy Breezy Prosperity book in the working arena before you brought it forward? How long was it?
Almost 10 years, because I was actually looking for this book. I was looking for this book, and everything that I was finding was very business-oriented. And there are a few little business principles in here, but it's still very heart-centered. And for me, I wasn't really finding that book that was bridging that spirituality and sort of financial part of my reality. So I just said, okay, Spirit said, let's do it. Let's write it. And here we are.
For 10 years, that's a long time. When you were writing the book, let's get into some little crevices here. What was it like?
Yeah.
I mean, what was the most unusual part in this book that kind of you were shocked that was brought forward?
Well, there was a few things. So for me, I will not share anything that I have not experienced a huge breakthrough with, and I haven't seen others, at least, dozens, if not way more than that, also sort of have a similar experience, if not better. So I've always been my own guinea pig, I should say. And it really has made the difference, because I know that, you know, I had so many more processes that I wanted to share, but I just didn't have the results fully yet. So they didn't go in the book for this one. But everything in this book has amazing results. We also talk about amazing stories, real life stories of my clients and people that have worked with these processes that have used them and experienced huge breakthroughs. One of the biggest things for me in writing this whole book was simply, again, really pushing me to move out of my own way. So when I thought I wanted to write something and put something in there, Spirit was like, nope, you're going to do something else. So that's sort of just being open and available in that way. I think that that was the biggest blessing, but also it was a little challenging at times, but I'm so grateful that I was able to do it.
Now, what surprised me was the book was on the 100 hot business books. You made that list.
Oh my goodness! Did you see what I wrote? Because I posted on my social media. So think about, you know, my audience. They're very spiritual, very heart centered, just like you guys. And so to have the book actually break through into the mainstream. So these people who are thinking they're getting this very analytical book that's going to be very business oriented are going to be in for a big wake up call. And hopefully on some level, you know, I'm trusting that their spirit is guiding them to that so that they can receive something that's going to help them open up. And, you know, who knows? It could be people on Wall Street or people in really sort of Fortune 500 companies that may not necessarily have had that heart-centered tools. Now they can start implementing those.
Well, I see more and more spiritual-based things going into the mainstream or into like people on Wall Street, you know, and even
yes.
doctors. And it's coming, it's bleeding through finally.
Yay!
And you're one of them that's going to help it.
Oh, well, I'm just so humbled. And you are doing the same thing. It's just so wonderful to be here. I'm just having a great, great time. I love both of your energies.
Thank you.
Well, it sounds like Deepak Chopra read your book because he made a comment about
yes.
it.
Yes, that was amazing.
Oh, did that shock you?
It did shock me.
Well, what he said is, Emmanuel echoes my belief that prosperity is an expansion of happiness. So...
Yeah. Yes, and we had the lovely Jack Canfield as well. He was amazing. So I love that they are sort of open to allowing us newcomers to sort of, you know, be sort of giving that voice to some of the things that they've been sharing for a long time.
And everybody gives that voice a little bit different way. So
yes.
So you reach different people that they may not reach. So that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Emmanuel, is Spirit directing you to another book?
You know, yes. So always, the universe is always sharing things. So, you know, I'm not sure yet. I think it's going to be around healing. Maybe it's not going to be as mainstream as this one, but it could be something around healing and really debunking a lot of the especially spiritual jargon that has sometimes blocked us from truly healing and experiencing miraculous transformation physically, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, financially. So that's on the way. I don't know when, but it's sort of being formatted in the mind.
So when you say that it keeps us from spiritualness, keeps us from walking forward, or when people assume it's in this category,
mm-hmm.
What is that tripping block there?
You know what it is? It's that idea that it's wishful thinking and very airy-fairy. And a lot of, and I mean, I've experienced this too, a lot of people in our community, the New Age spiritual community, are not here. They're not fully present. So there's this idea, I want to go home. Their head is in the clouds. You talk to them, they're not fully listening. Not all of them, but, you know, enough where you know, there's jokes about it, and there's this idea that, you know, all they do is sit there and on top of a mountain meditating and nothing else. That's the old reality. That's the old mentality. The truth is, spirituality is in everything. It's in laughing with a group of friends. It's in doing your work, your healing work. It's also doing your regular day job. I mean, just spirituality is everywhere. And when we can bring it back to that simplicity and balance the left brain and the right brain, then I think, and we said it earlier, more people like the medical community and the Wall Streets and all that will start to implement and really receive our work as very valuable, because it's so powerful.
Maybe it's been misnamed. That's kind of weird to say, but I'm thinking, because people do have compassion and love for each other.
Yeah.
Whether it's, you know what I mean, in a family or whatever, but just giving. And so that spirituality word, maybe, like I said, it's been misnamed or something, because
misrepresented.
I had somebody
when I said spiritual to them, they, and it just kind of blew me back a little bit, they thought it meant church. So
interesting. Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, I mean, think about it, you know, when you're smelling a flower and you're really breathing in the fragrance and seeing the beauty of that in that moment, that is one of the most spiritual things we can be doing, you know, because it's reminding us that life is so beautiful. It's allowing us to be in our five senses. It's getting us into the present moment. When you hear a song on the radio, it doesn't matter if it's an old rock song or if it's a classical piece or whatnot. When you hear that song and it brings those goosebumps and you feel that overwhelming yes, and you turn it up and you're singing, that's one of the most spiritual things that you can be doing. So life is not about just being on top of the mountain, which can be fun and great. I love doing that, or under a tree and just sitting there. But it can be about engaging and fully being part of life. That's just as important as being in the meditation and in the stillness.
That's so true. Just connecting with nature is a church in itself.
Yes. When you say church, I used to run the other direction. Now I understand it. You know, I'm like, okay, I honor that's the part of them that wants camaraderie. They want to have community, and we have to respect that, you know. The only thing is they may have some fear attached to it, and that's their prerogative. What we do is love them no matter what.
Yeah, everybody's where they're supposed to be.
Yes.
So you work with Shift sometimes, don't you?
With shifts like healing?
Group Shift.
Oh, no, I don't think so. Because I was like, oh, Shift like healing?
No, I think it's called the Shift Network. It's like,
the Shift Network. Yes, okay, got it. The Shift Network. Yes, so from time to time they are wonderful and they share some of my work.
Yeah, because I think that was the first time I had seen you on their network.
Wonderful. So. And, you know, one of the things that I really love doing is really helping people thrive and not just be in survival mode. So I don't know if you guys are up for it, but if either of you are willing to share, if there's anything that you're going through that you need support with that we can do a little healing work on, and then the listeners can also receive it, or if someone wants to call in, I would be so happy to do that.
We have a couple callers, so let's see right here. Okay, 323-422. Did you want to speak to Emmanuel? Oops, they're not there. Hello?
Oh. Maybe they're not paying attention.
Right. Anyway.
It's okay. No worries.
You could do,
yeah,
could do something. You want to do something for Taz and I, like work on getting out more with our radio show?
Yeah, that would be great. So tell me a little bit about the specific concern around that. Whoever wants to share, we'll just work on one at a time and then see if we can sort of clear some of those blocks.
I think it's, some of it's getting more listeners aboard. Seems like we get stuck on that sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay, so what would that provide you with? Like, what would more listeners, what would that give you?
More exposure, being able to help more people.
Okay, how does that feel in your body, both of you, to know that, let's say you had that exposure that you want, that, you know, you're the number one show on BB, or what is it, Blog Talk Radio, and you're doing so well, and it's just moving so fast, and things are, like, how does that feel in your body right now?
It feels great.
It feels exciting.
Okay.
Yeah.
So are you willing to allow that feeling to start to support the mind in moving out of any resistance, any blocks, any excuses, hesitations that may have been created as a result of trying to keep itself safe? Are you willing to do that?
Oh, sure.
Yes.
Okay,
now,
so I'm going to ask. Go ahead.
I'm just going to. I haven't shared this with Taz, but this is the last couple of weeks. I feel like there's something new that we're going to start, and it's going to be exciting.
Okay, good, good. So this is perfectly aligned right now. Good. Yeah. So this is going to open up some doors for you. And I love that we're in Mercury in retrograde, which is also about going within and clearing and healing and doing all that. So do I have your permission to connect with your energy?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. And anyone who's listening right now, if you would like that, just, you know, in your mind, in your heart, just say yes. Here we go. So I want you to go back to that feeling in your body of what it feels like to be just thriving and doing so well, exactly sort of the vision that you had with your show, reaching people, inspiring so many. I want you to bring that into your energy field. So not just in your body, but it's going to start surrounding you like golden honey energy. You're going to start seeing that permeate every cell, fiber, and molecule of your physical, emotional, and mental states of awareness, just seeing that beautiful golden light just dismantle and sort of release any of the armor, any of the resistance, any of the fears that the mind may have created as a result of trying to protect itself, knowing that it is safe and protected when you prosper. It is safe and protected when you thrive and you succeed in the way that you desire, and when you expand. Can we show you how to do that?
Yes.
Yes.
Good. Take a deep breath in. Can we show you that this is possible for you now?
Yes.
Yes.
Good. Can we show the mind how to function, how to operate in this new energy without feeling like it's losing anything or sort of losing its identity as a result of it?
Please do.
Yes.
Okay, so there's something coming up. I don't know who it's for, but I'm just going to say it and see if this resonates with either of you. There's a little bit of something about focus, just a little bit around focus, where just maybe a little bit of scattered mind, and so it's the forgetting of maybe doing a few things or a few steps that need to be done in order for this to happen, and then it kind of just goes brushed aside, and then you forget, and then you come back to it, and then by that time it's kind of like, okay, what's the use? So if that's happening for anyone, you don't have to say who it is, but if it's happening, would you like to go ahead and show you all the lessons from that, heal that pattern, and release it once and for all? Would you like that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Can we show you how to find... Yes, go ahead.
Can I say something right now? I don't know if this is what it's all about. There's classes that I want to take, and then then I don't take them. And I think it's around that because I need to learn some more in order to expand.
Okay, so maybe the resistance there is just because it's different. Maybe the mind's trying to convince you that, oh, you know, there's not enough time, or you know what the mind does. So any resistance around that, can we heal that for you?
Yes.
Can we show you that learning can be easy and fun, and you can really use it in a way that's going to enhance not only your business, but your life?
Yes.
Good. Take a deep breath in and release. Okay. Are you guys asking for support, like as much as you know you can?
Yes.
Asking.
You are. Like, are
well,
you
I don't
asking,
know.
Like, are you reaching
no.
out to your, okay, so are you willing to let go of any resistance to that so that you are open and available to receiving and giving the kind of support that you deserve?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Good. Can we show you that it's safe to receive support?
Yes.
Can we show you what that feels like in your reality?
Yeah.
Okay, so I want you to go ahead and check in with your body, and I want you to affirm out loud, it's safe to receive support, and you tell me if that feels true or not.
It's safe to receive support.
It's safe to receive support.
Does it feel true?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so now that it's starting to feel safe, are you willing to allow yourself fully to receive the kind of support that you know you deserve?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it takes a village, right? And you guys are supporting
right.
each other, but we need to make sure that you are opening yourself up to receiving the kind of support that is going to help this vision that you have grow and expand exponentially. And why not, right? Why not?
Right.
Look at the kind of work that you're doing. Look at the kind of support that you're offering the world. Why not receive that back? Are you willing?
Yes, of
yes.
course.
How does that feel for you to know that you're willing right now?
Terrific.
Good.
Do you feel
giggly and happy
anymore?
You know what went
through my mind? Yeah?
What went through my mind is,
she's giggling.
No, I'm just thinking, well, I don't know who there is to come in and support. I guess they all just pop in, huh?
Well, yeah, and they're under your nose, you know, and there's going to be new people that are going to rise up to meet you. I mean, who knows, but maybe your audience, maybe there's people who can help you and support you in that way. So think about that.
Don't be limited in our thinking, yeah.
Yes, and it's about the feeling as well, just the feeling. Does it feel good right now to know that you are open and receptive to support? Yes.
Yes.
And that's
yes.
all we need, right?
Right.
Yes.
Amazing. I think, okay, so let's just anchor this work real quick. Let's ground it, make sure that it's fully materialized and fully realized in our realities in the highest and best way for all of us. If you agree, just say yes.
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 Good. Go ahead and stretch your arms up above your head as high as they can go, wiggling your fingers to the sky. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Good. Arms wide open, palms facing up. Repeat after me. I give myself full permission.
I give myself,
full permission
to receive support.
To receive support.
To expand in all ways.
To expand in all ways.
And to receive this healing or something greater.
To receive this healing or something greater. And so it is.
Now bring your arms and those energetic blessings into your heart space, feeling that gratitude washing over you. We are so thankful for the synergy, the sacred union that's happening between all of us and the listeners. We are so thankful. Even if they listen to the recording later, it's the same powerful effect. Breathing that in and release, gently opening our eyes, getting back into our body, really feeling and getting into our five senses. And So it is. Just make sure you're well hydrated, lots of water today. Be gentle with yourself, no heavy lifting, and keep a little, be in like awareness mode, like watch and notice the shifts and the blessings, whether it's through an insight, whether it's an opportunity, a person, a telephone call, whatever that may be. Notice how the universe is going to start shifting all of the experiences to support this healing.
I have all kinds of goosebumps going on.
Yay.
Excitement, excitement. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Lovely.
And our listeners who received the same healing, thank you also.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Thank you.
Let's tell, Emmanuel, your website is emmanueldagger.com. And that's E-M-M-A-N-U-E-L, Emmanuel. And then his last name is Dagger, D-A-G-H, like Henry, E-R, .com.
Yes.
So EmmanuelDagger.com.
And also the direct link to the website of the book is easybreezyprosperity.com. And I've prepared a bundle of audios that are, I've done courses with those and usually they're very valuable. I wanted to make those available to anyone who gets a copy of the book. It's going to be a very good sister to the book and really give it that extra sensory depth to support all the work that's in the book.
EasyBreezyProsperity.com. That is a great website title.
Well, we thank you so much for being with us today. Is there any last message you want to say to the listeners?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you both for showing up 20 years. Congratulations. That's amazing. And I just want to leave the listener with the knowing that you are doing a great job. You know, the mind sometimes likes to convince you that you're not, or you have to do this, you have to do that. But I want to tell you that you're doing a great job, and just really receive that and give yourself permission to not be so hard on yourself all the time. You are amazing. You are enough. And just be easy with your mind a little bit so that it can open up to these new opportunities that are available to you always, and you're not blocking yourself from receiving them. And that's true prosperity. So be gentle with yourself.
Okay.
We will.
Give ourselves a hug.
Yeah.
We send one out to you, and I have to thank you for your ongoing and profound gifts that you've shared with us so abundantly today. That is just awesome. And it's always a great honor to have you with us. So let's have you back twice a year.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Thank you. And I'm giving you both a big energy hug.
Thank you. All right.
Have a great
God
day.
God bless. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Starting tomorrow, Joann Fabric and Craft Stores is heating things up with the Winter Warm-Up Sale. Enjoy incredible doorbusters like 70% off anti-pill fleece prints and solids, 50% off keepsake calico prints, and up to 40% off decorative storage. Before shopping, go to joann.com and get a coupon for an extra 20% off your total purchase. Regular and sale-priced items included. Exclusions apply. The savings are hot with the Winter Warm-Up Sale, starting tomorrow only at Joann Fabric and Craft Stores.